Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And action!
Cat?
Yeah?
This is radio.
Oh, then I didn't have to wear the stage makeup.
No, the makeup is fine, but that costume...
It will all make sense in just a moment.
Oh, God, it's going to be one of those weeks.
Yes, we're going to play Guess That Topic today.
Oh, no.
Yes, lots of hints, though.
Okay. From national holidays, or national holidays, from www.holidayinsights.com. For the week of 8-14-2011 through 8-20-011, or 2011.
Or August 14th through August 20th.
Yeah, whatever's written.
Yeah.
On the 14th, it's National Creamsicle Day. Nummy, nummy, nummy. On the 16th, it's National Tell a Joke Day.
Don't.
Bummer. I had a good one.
Nummy. Don't go there.
On the 17th, it's National Thrift Shop Day.
Yay! That's my favorite thing.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Shopping thrift shops. I just kind of recycle. I drive through and I drop off the stuff here at Goodwill, and then I park my car and I go in and I buy some more.
Excellent.
Yeah.
A perfect consumer.
Yes, I am.
Love it.
It's also Bad Poetry Day.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to read really fast here. It's also National Radio Day.
Ta-da.
Which is close to our topic, but not exactly.
It's not the topic.
No.
Okay.
And it's also National Relaxation Day on the 15th. And what is your favorite way to relax?
On the beach.
Oh. Well, I like to be in a dark room with popcorn.
Don't want to go there.
Okay. And birthdays this month. See if you can find what's similar on these birthdays. August 14th is the birthday of Steve Martin, Susan St. James, and Halle Berry.
Okay.
August 15th is Ethel Barrymore and Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
August 17th, Robert De Niro and Mae West. Come up and see me sometime. Did she say that?
Yes, she did.
Okay. And August 18th, now don't let this throw you, Roman Polanski and Samuel Goldwyn, who were both, fill in the blank.
Bad actors.
No.
Not bad actors.
Polanski and Goldwyn? No, they were directors and producers.
They're bad actors, too.
The other ones were all bad actors.
All right, so it looks like we're talking about movies or
yes!
movie stars.
At the movies.
Oh, joy.
You like movies. Of course, this is going to drive Dave crazy. Our producer that's sitting over there is the biggest movie buff and trivia addict in the world, and I know he's going to want to interject, so turn off his mic. Okay. So, our curious word or saying for the day is blockbuster.
That's when you take a big slash hammer and sledgehammer and swing it and break up a block.
Close.
Okay.
Wikimovie, which is not quite Wikipedia, it's the movie version, says that a blockbuster is a movie that has a box office of more than $100 million upon release in North America. I don't know if that's the weekend poll or what.
So the Charlie Chaplin films were never blockbusters?
No.
Not by this
I'm sure there's inflation or something.
I would hope.
I don't know. But from wordorigins.org, I found a new site. See?
Uh-oh.
Word origins. Not word organs. Wordorigins.org.
This is an Oregonian site.
The term has at least three distinct senses. The first use of blockbuster was during World War II. Meaning a large aerial bomb. It was formed from the words for a city block and a bust, meaning to break. Blockbuster was a bomb large enough to destroy a city block.
Hey, just a wee little thing it was.
Mm-hmm.
The second sense means anything, especially a movie, play, or book that is large, important, or popular. The term appears to have arisen shortly after the war and was probably a play on the concept of the large bomb. Ironically, the term bomb in show business or publishing means a complete failure, while a blockbuster is a huge success. Although some entertainment histories apparently cite it as originally referring to a play that is so successful that competing theaters are on the block are busted and driven out of business.
That makes more sense to me.
Okay.
But whatever its origin, the term quickly caught on as a way to describe a hit that has subsequently been applied to productions other than plays and films, including novels, multi-million dollar selling computers and console game titles and stores that sell movies.
That are going out of business.
Oh, they're gone. Is that why Beef O'Brady's is where the blockbuster used to be?
Exactly.
Ah, okay.
That industry's on its way out the door because...
Because
TiVa Media allows you to download everything now.
And Netflix. I love my Netflix.
See? You're the reason why Blockbusters is gone.
Yeah. Singularly, I did that.
Yeah,
singularly. Guess what I have?
A top 15,000 list.
No, it's a top 5 list from top5.com.
All right, which means we have...
8 signs there that you're watching a low-budget movie.
Not 5, but 8.
8, yeah. You'll never hear 5 and you'll never hear 10, but 8. Okay. Signs that you're watching a low-budget
movie. Got it.
Number 8 is most of the special effects involve Legos.
Oh. You hear flushing sounds before waterfall scenes.
Number 6, the sociopathic slasher's weapon of choice, a grapefruit spoon.
Ow. Number 5, it's hard to believe an international super spy would drive a gremlin.
Does anyone drive a gremlin anymore?
Not if they're smart.
Okay. Number 4, during the dramatic shot of the ocean liner sinking, you can clearly see a gigantic bar of Ivory soap in the background.
Number 3, Super 8 is not only the location of the movie, but also the film format as well.
Hey, I know a perfectly good TV show that's on that uses a Super 8 to film it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Number 2, either that's a zipper or Godzilla has had a vasectomy.
That's bad. And the number 1 sign, you are watching a low-budget movie.
Credits include a thanks to my neighbor, Mr. Dietz, who moved his Buick when it was blocking our Civil War scene.
Ta-da.
So I think we need to follow that up with something really dumb.
I think we need to bring Lurch in.
Lurch?
Adam's Family?
Adam's Family, that's right.
The Butler?
It's so, so long ago, I can barely remember that.
Got to keep up.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Anyway, from dumbcriminals.com, I found a dumb criminal thing about movies.
Uh-oh.
Yes. This was entitled, Please Silence Your Handguns. And it was from Monday, April 11th, 2011.
Okay.
Movie theaters aren't always the most pleasant places on earth, but if you can bear parting with 10 of your hard-earned dollars for one ticket, or 8 if you go to the matinee, and then 5 times that amount for a calorie-laden sugar-spiked candy bar, then the frustration of the seating arrangements shouldn't be too much of a disappointment. Would you prefer to sit next to the deafening popcorn-consuming machine or the 2 world champions of tonsil hockey? It's kind of like foosball, right?
No.
Okay, I won't ask.
Kissing.
Oh.
They're snogging.
Ooh.
They're.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. Just read the rest of it.
According to Fox News, this Philadelphia man went to the movie theater and had quite enough of the audience behavior. A noisy family just wouldn't stop talking, so no matter how many times he asked them politely. So, of course, pulling a gun on them is a completely rational and justifiable solution, right?
Wrong.
After shooting the father in the arm, the man was arrested under an XL large, icy-sized load of charges.
I didn't write it. I just type it.
That's a cold one. Must have been one heck of a movie or just one heck of an idiot.
Yes. That's really not all that funny.
No.
And guess what I have?
It's another top 1,000 list.
No, it's the top 12 favorite redneck movies.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought you'd have fun with this one.
All right.
Okay, the first one is...
Number 12, Alabama Jones and the Last Beer Run.
Number 11, 9 1/2 Teeth.
Been there. Number 10, 3 to Tango, but 2 have to hold the cow steady so you don't get knocked off the footstool.
Number 9 is Dog Ma. That's one of my favorite movies. Not Dogma, but Dogma.
Okay.
8.
Number 8, Being John Deere.
7, How Stella Got Her Tooth Back.
Uh-oh.
I stapled that too close.
Yeah, we did here.
Yeah.
Number 6, Farmageddon. Well, it reads Farmageddon. Farmageddon.
Only if you're Swedish.
You said redneck, right?
Redneck, okay. Yes. Number 5, 4 funerals and a shotgun wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4, Party Woman.
3, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Hood Ornament.
Number 2, Barn Wars, Episode 4, A New Goat.
And the number 1 favorite redneck movie is...
Arkansas Jones and the Junkyard of Doom. Arkansas and the
Junkyard.
Arkansas. See, it says Arkansas, you know.
Push through, Joe. push through Arkansas, the sanity.
Arkansas Jones and the Junkyard of Doom.
There we go.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. I found some more lies.
Lies?
Yes, from HaLife.com. This is Dave's Web of Lies, and as we've been doing for the last few weeks. Dave's Web of Lies employs a trained team of specialized researchers to trawl the world's information nets, seeking out falsehoods. The fruits of their labors are presented to you here. We constantly update this site with the latest lies for you to consume, safe in the knowledge that what you read is not true.
Disclaimer. Whilst we exhaustively exhume each of our lies for any specks of truth and reject any found to contain even a glimmer of reality, we cannot guarantee that our lies are not, in fact, true.
The first lie.
That being said?
Yes. Film director Steven Spielberg only resigned himself to using a mechanical shark in the hit movie Jaws when the original great white shark had eaten 4 cameramen, 3 cars, 2 dolly grips, and a cat named Colin.
Please note, this is a lie.
Steve Carell, that's the guy on The Office, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Carell suffers from a rare disease called ton makes no sense whateverosis, which causes him to say things that make no sense whatsoever. See the movie Bruce Almighty.
Please note, this is a lie.
Working titles for the smash hit movie Star Wars included Mega Hero Action, Big Chap, and Take Me Anywhere.
Please note, this is a lie.
Or just stupid.
Or dumb, yep.
Yeah. All of Charlton Heston movies are based on true stories, including the 1973 feature Soylent Green, which tells the story of the Nabisco Company.
Please note, this is a lie. In the movie Liar Liar, Jim Carrey was actually telling the truth in the first place.
Please note, this is a lie.
Traveling back in time is not as hard as it seems in the movie.
Please note, this is a lie.
The first Godzilla movie stars none other than Charlie Chaplin, unrecognizably hidden inside a costume.
Please note, this is a lie.
One of my favorites. The popular cult movie The Rocky Horror Picture Show is based on Michael Jackson's early adolescence year.
Please note, this could be a lie. It's a lie.
Interjection. Let's do the time warp again. Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
The blockbuster, there's that word again, movie Independence Day, also known as ID4. Was made on a budget of $1.63. Director Ronald Emmerich saved around $69,999,998.37 by not paying actor Will Smith.
Please note, this is a lie.
To stop the trade in blue movies, the Lithuanian government has declared the color blue illegal.
Please note, this is a lie.
Did you know? The movie Planet of the Apes is actually based on a true story. For 3 months in 1977, highly intelligent apes actually controlled all city functions in Quincy, Massachusetts.
Please note, this is still the truth. I mean, this is a lie.
New studies have confirmed that prolonged exposure to low-budget science fiction movies promotes tooth decay.
Please note, this is a lie.
This is my favorite one. The Titanic was deliberately sunk by the grandfather of director James Cameron. Mr. Cameron Sr. worked in the engine room of the ship. On the eve of the ship's maiden voyage, he was visited by an angel who told him that if the ship was to sink, yet as his as-yet unborn grandson would be able to make a blockbuster, there's that movie again, movie, in 85 years.
Please note, this is a lie.
It sounded so good.
It was pretty good, actually. Yeah. All right, back to looking at the thing. Owning to the hilarious translation error, the people of Swaziland believed Peter Jackson's epic Lord of the Rings trilogy is in fact a compilation of Benny Hill movies. This explains the film's unexpected success in the area of the Southern Africa.
Please note, this is a lie and so wrong in so many levels.
Yeah. Jam was invented by Hollywood filmmakers in 1934 to portray blood in the controversial silent movie The Invention of the Chainsaw, starring Floyd Comphillip. Comphillip.
I don't know. This is a lie. Hey, Dave, producer Dave.
Comphillip.
Did The Invention of the Chainsaw really star a guy named Floyd Comphillip?
Comphillip. Flap. Philip.
Okay, there's two lies in here.
All right. Hollywood, movie capital of the USA, was originally called Wally-Do. But one night, four drunk students rearranged the letters of the famous sign, and the name has stuck ever since.
Yeah, I think that's a lie. Oh,
I like Wally Doe.
Yeah, Wally Doe. I like that, too. Would you like to ruminate with me?
Shall we?
Yes.
Let us, too.
Should we explain what ruminate means before we do that?
Haven't we? Sure.
Yeah, well, I don't want people to think we're doing something odd.
Rumination means we're going to take some rum and add some nations into it, and we're going to have ruminations.
No. No.
It tastes good.
No. Ruminate is to ponder, think, mull over.
To think? To ponder?
Yes.
To dwell upon?
To wonder.
I wonder, 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 wonder who.
Why are you singing?
I was interjecting.
Oh, that was interjecting. Okay.
No, I was ruminating.
Okay. Oh, okay. Let's see if I can do this with the right voice. In a world where movie trailers don't exist, the annoying trailer voiceover guy would be out of a job. That's by Elliot Schiff. Yeah. They say television is the campfire of the 21st century, but it sure can't toast a marshmallow worth a darn. That comes from Peter Renke.
Wouldn't it be better to have a show called Who Wants 20 Bucks, where they ask really tough questions? That way, you'd screen out all the people who just want to play for the money. Gee, Spencer said that.
Gee, Spencer. Sorry.
Gee. Oh, gee.
Oh, gee, Spencer. Write something better.
There you go. It's pointless to watch The Wizard of Oz with your dog.
Why?
He can't sniff Toto's butt, and he completely misses the cinematography changes from black and white to color.
That's from my dear friend Lori Pedersen. And finally, the Lost in Space robot had said, "Danger, Mrs. Robinson." It might have put a damper on Dustin Hoffman's career. Of course, it would have been really cool if the robot went on to get the lead in Tootsie and Dress in Drag. Thank you, Tom Weidman.
Hold on.
Was that you bumping your head against a brick?
Bumping the head against the old brick wall.
What did I do? Did we skip a page?
No, but let us go to another top five list.
Oh, we did skip a page. We did.
We did.
We did.
How did we skip a page?
We didn't print it. We skipped it by not printing it.
You gotta love it.
Yeah, this is going to be like the longest ad lib of my life.
We can do it.
Okay.
So, going to our top five list, again, we have...
the top nine rejected adventure movie taglines.
Rejected adventure movie
taglines.
Okay.
Number nine. Are we talking slow to stretch? No. I have it on my BlackBerry. I just have to find it.
Okay, you find
so
it.
So why don't you read all these while I find it?
Number nine. A mystery that will keep you guessing right up until the end of this trailer. Oh, buddy. Bad, bad, bad. Number eight. Be amused. Be very, very mildly amused. He only had one daughter. She only had one head. And now somebody's gonna pay.
Great.
Number seven. It's Steven Seagal as you've never seen him before with practically no dialogue. No, really. We promise. Number six. He had three slices of bread, two eggs, and one chance. One chance to make...
French toast.
Ta-da. Number five. She was a ravishing Caribbean princess. He was a scourge of the Spanish Main. And the booty he was after wasn't under her petticoat.
That's disgusting.
Oh, I kind of like the movie plot line there.
Okay.
Number four. They came to kill... They stayed for the sushi.
Mildred was about to find out just how little a PhD in library science is worth in the Amazon jungle.
Yeah. So much for that PhD. Number two, the tag says dry, clean only, but then Detective Slane Callahan was never one for the rules.
And the number one rejected adventure movie tagline?
One man, one gun, one bullet. Two forks, four slices of pizza, a couple dozen Kiss albums, some peanut butter.
Okay, we got the idea. So what we would have read to you was from cracked.com. You remember cracked.com.
Again.
Again. Crack.com is this great website, cracked.com. What we were going to tell you was about Jaws. Do you know the story behind Jaws?
Don't.
And I don't remember his name. Dave, what was the name of the mechanical shark in Jaws?
Dead?
No, the mechanical shark in Jaws. We'll call him Bruce. His name was Bruce.
Bruce.
They actually went through 4 mechanical sharks.
Okay.
In Jaws. Who was the director of Jaws?
That was Steven Spielberg.
He went through 4 of these things, and okay. Not one of them worked correctly.
All right.
$30 million later, they decided to scrap using the mechanical shark and use rare clip footage, stock film footage of sharks. It was so bad that when Dustin Hoffman was touring the set, Steven Spielberg was showing it off to him, and so Dustin stuck his head in the jaw of Jaws, and Steven pushed a little button so that it would look like it was chomping down on his head, and it actually did. The thing got stuck, and he couldn't get his head out of the jaws of Jaws.
Maybe that's why Bruce has his own Facebook page.
Bruce,
the mechanical shark from Jaws.
He does?
Has a Facebook page.
Really? That would be on www.facebook.com. There, segue back. Really? You just looked that up. So what else does it say about Bruce on there?
Now that is
You know, here at Goodwill, we can't get into Facebook, but it just says Bruce Mechanical Shark from Jaws. The Jaws is not, the shark is not working. I repeat, the shark is not working.
That's good. Do you remember the movie Waterworld?
Vaguely.
With, who is that guy in Waterworld?
Kevin Costner.
I was going to say Mel Gibson, but no, the other cute guy.
It took longer to watch it than it did to make it,
Very
long film.
But yeah. You know why?
Very boring, I found it to be.
Well, they decided that they were going to film this in the ocean.
Okay,
because it's Waterworld. But they decided that they would actually make a stage in the ocean, so they in fact put a tank of ocean in the ocean and build a stage in the tank.
Okay.
Yeah, but they forgot something, because this was offshore pretty far.
All right.
The cast and crew didn't want to have to use facilities that were, let's say, the ocean.
Got it.
So every time one of them had to go to the powder room, they had to take a barge back to the shore where their dressing rooms were.
They didn't want the natural wash feeling?
No, they didn't.
Oh, bummer.
So this movie was supposed to be the most expensive movie ever to not be a hit.
You know, I've watched that movie time and time again, or at least try to, and I think I get through the first half hour before I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Again.
Waterworld is not all that fun, huh?
No, it's not one of the ones that tripped my trigger, shall we say.
Mm. So which movie did trip your trigger?
Of course, I'm a Star Wars junkie.
Yes.
Love the Star Wars series. Love the sound effects. Loved all that they've done, both with the new and the old series.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Harry Potter series. You know, there's nothing like watching kids blow each other up with wands.
This last one, I finally figured out what the wands were, the meaning of the wands. It took me forever, but I finally realized.
Found out the meaning of the wands.
Yeah, that you couldn't use someone else's wand.
Well, you can.
But it does bad things.
It does bad things.
It does bad things, yes.
Correct.
I promise, Joe, I will never use your wand for anything, bad or otherwise.
We shall not go down this path.
No, I don't borrow a lot of
just
people's wands.
You were talking about tanks and water worlds and stuff like that?
Yes.
In the third or fourth movie where Harry Potter has to jump into the lake, he actually did all of those lake scenes himself. He would not let a stand-in actor do it so that when they were showing the cameras and the close-up, that he would actually be in those pictures correctly.
No, that's not why.
Yeah.
No. It's because he knew this was the last movie?
No, this is like the third or the fourth movie.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because he knew his career was coming to an end soon, and he just wanted to end on a...
Well, he's been on Broadway.
With a splash.
Half naked on Broadway.
Really?
Yeah, he did a play where he came out, and if I'm not mistaken, he's almost nude or all nude.
I don't want to see that.
No, it wasn't a good play. It bombed.
You know what was funny about the last
movie? It wasn't
movie?
A blockbuster.
No. There we go.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, callback.
Got it in.
The last Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the...
Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Yeah, the death of his career Part 2. I thought it was interesting that Harry looked like he'd aged a little bit. You know, and Hermione, you know, she aged a little bit. And that other guy. Who's the other guy?
Ron Weasley?
Yes. Weasley aged a little bit, except at the end when they do the thing 20 years forward.
Yes.
Again, you know, Harry has aged a little bit. He's gotten kind of mature looking. Hermione is, you know, settled into midlife. And our poor other guy.
Ron Weasley.
They decided to make him old by giving him a pot belly.
That's about right.
That's all. Still the same face, still the same hair, just a pot belly.
Well, you know those Weasley kids.
I knew a Weasley kid once.
Yeah, they were weaseled out of that one,
That's
didn't
right.
we? All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did see that latest Tom Hanks film, which I thought was very enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. Larry Crown.
Unfortunately, the portrayal of a motorcycle rider on a scooter just doesn't work for me.
It works for me. My girlfriend and I were so inspired by that we want to go get scooters.
I just find people on a scooter need to, shall we say, grow up and get a real bike.
But it would be safer for me. Can you imagine me on a motorcycle?
No.
Seriously.
No.
Don't you think a scooter is a little more within my realm?
No.
No.
Be afraid.
Be very afraid.
Be very afraid.
Okay, that's fine.
That way you could putt around?
Putt around.
Putt.
Oh, I was going to say, I've never liked golf.
No.
This has nothing to do with movies, but I once took a golf course. Golf course? I once took a golf class at a golf course.
Caddyshack.
No. Uh-uh. And the golf pro, after he was done with the lesson, said, you need to buy one more piece of equipment. Earplugs.
Uh-oh.
So that your husband doesn't mess up your game.
Why?
No, that was the joke right there.
I thought there was more.
No, that was it. That was all. Sorry.
I'm all right. Nobody worry about me.
Mm-hmm. You kind of look like that gopher. That was a great movie. Wonderful, wonderful movie.
Loved it. The gopher.
Which movie was it that Steve Martin came out yelling, the phone books are here, the phone books are here?
The jerk,
and he quickly looked up his name in the phone book.
Yep.
Can't do that anymore.
I'm a somebody.
I'm in the phone book. Now what you can do is go to www.spokio.com, and you can find out anything you want about anybody. And I looked it up, and it actually revealed my age, so I made sure that that entry was gone.
Ooh,
gone. You can delete your entry if you want.
That doesn't make it fun.
But it tells your income and your age and what kind of house you live in and stuff.
Stalker City.
Yeah, Spokio.com, everybody.
Spokio. So that should be Spookio.
It is spooky that Spokio does that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, not good at all.
We have some Irish blessings.
We do.
They have nothing to do with movies.
But that's okay. It's an Irish blessing.
Okay. I think that that this one is wonderful.
All right.
It'd sound better if you do it, but I'll try it. If one could only teach the English how to talk and the Irish how to listen, society here would be quite civilized.
God is good, but never dance in a small boat.
And the most beautiful music of all music is the music of what happens.
Oh,
it's rather esoteric.
I love it.
Yeah. And scene, right?
Oh, scene.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Ta-da.
That's all we've got for today. I am Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're
Kat
Soup.
I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Straight cat.